little bit on the cultural liaison of them for Wangaria. This is our fourth year as part of the Ord Valley Muster. It is a chance to show you our dance, our culture, and let you enjoy us for and enjoy us for a bit of feed, which is a bit of fresh meat and damper, which was cooked today by the ladies. Thank you very much, and enjoy the feed, eh?
Hello, my name is Kim Griffiths, and we here at the Wurundjeri Aboriginal Arts, ready for a corroboree that's about to happen.
For those of us who have never been to a corroboree, can you explain what happens?
Like, we get together and we all dance our traditional corroboree, and it's called one is called Junba, the another one is called Bali Bali Balga, and Wanga.
Are you in all those dances?
Yes.
And what do they mean?
There's one is the Ivano Junba. I don't really know much about that one, but I know the Bali Bali Balga one. It's for when my auntie got taken away when he was small, from where this place? Spillway in near Lake Agal. And like my grandfather found her, and about a couple of months later, when that happened, the spirit came into his dream and gave him the corroboree that we're about to dance tonight. And that was the old spirit Bali Bali. Yeah, he was the one.
Some great stories with your culture. Are stories continuously being told to the younger generation?
Yep. Like I'm learning everything from my grandfather at this moment now today. Like every day, like he take me out bush and that. Mainly on weekends because I work during the week. Whatever chance we get, we always head out bush.
Yeah. How important is it to head out bush for Aboriginal kids?
It's very important. We need to keep their culture going and keep it alive. Because all our older people are they all passing out now, and like they need to pass their knowledge on what they learn from their father or grandfather, grandmother, you know, mothers.
How receptive are kids these days to doing that?
It's a bit slow at the moment, you know, like it's very hard to get some of the young kids out.
It sounds like Ace Fun. Why are kids not wanting to do it?
It's just the stuff in town that involves them with stealing and prowling the streets, you know, and not always at home, they're always walking around town. Yeah, and like we're trying to start up this one program to get them off the streets and that, you know, like keep them out bush and away from those sort of stuff.
So you are dancing tonight. Can you describe to me what you're wearing?
At the moment I'm wearing what they call a naga or a cogoreg. Yeah, that's what I'm wearing now.
Which kind of looks like a big red nappy.
Yeah, it does. But we like to call it naga, eh? That's what we call it.
Naga.
Yeah.
Naga. And what's the meaning of a naga?
Well, in the early days, they didn't really have nagas, you know. They only had, like, probably kangaroo skin or something just covering the front part. That's about it.
Yeah.
This has just came out because of the people that came into Australia. You know, they brought some, like, materials and all this stuff, and like they liked it, so that's when they decided to wear it.
Okay. And it's a very bright red colour. Does red signify anything?
No, not really. It's just a colour I like, and I just like wearing red.
And how would you describe the dancing that you're going to do tonight?
Oh, so hard. Well, we dance with the Balga we're dancing with. But what we call Balmara, like you got the long sticks when you're holding your back with wool on it, like different colour wools and that, yeah.
What would you like kids tonight to take away?
Probably just look up to the old people and listen to them, mainly listen to the songs they're singing and maybe they could go home and practice back home, you know, with the old people when they go back, sitting around the campfire, having dinner or something.